Hi, tonight we're going to continue topics in Shabbos-related topics. So on Shabbos afternoon, I gave a shiur, and most of you were there, which I thank you very much. It was nice to have that show of support. So I gave a shiur about something we discussed in shiur last week, about reciting a bracha, and then realizing before you partake of the food that there's something wrong with the food. Either it's the 9 days and it's fleishigs, and it happened to be a night that Avin and Avi did not make a siyum, and so you just have your meat pizza, and you can't eat it, or you realize that it's within 6 hours of eating fleishigs. So one of the cases that I mentioned we didn't get into at all was, what if a person recites a bracha on food before reciting Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos? And this can come up on any Motzei Shabbos. So what do you do then? So the way to answer that question is to analyze, as we mentioned on Shabbos, the one side of the equation of how bad Bracha L'Batalah is, and Baruch Shem Kol Matzah Lil Ved, and all of that, that stays the same. But the other side of the equation, as far as how bad would it be to eat before Havdalah, so that we haven't touched at all. So that's what we're going to analyze a little bit tonight. Where does the Isser come from to eat before Havdalah? Is it the same as eating before anything? You're not really allowed to eat before any mitzvah, pretty much. So is it the same as that? Is it different? And what are the gedarim of this Isser of eating before Havdalah? So first of all, the makar of the Isser to eat before Havdalah, what sorts of foods and drinks are included in the Isser? When does the Isser begin? If someone ate before Havdalah, does that take away his possibility of reciting Havdalah? Does he have to go back and say Shemona Esrei again without Tochanan Tanu if he didn't say it the first time? And what if, like we said, a person says a bracha and then he remembers that he did not recite Havdalah? What if you have a woman or a child who does this? Are they also included in the Yisr? Or what about you say you eat shalashudis, and then so shalashudis can go well into the night? That's perfectly fine. That's a minig in many places, that shalashudis goes deep into the night, well after Shabbos is over for most other people. But at the end of shalashudis, you bench and you have a bracha ala kos sometimes. So what about drinking that kos? Is that you've already benched now? So can you drink that kos shel bracha at shalashudis? So you might say, no, I've seen that. I've seen that happen 1,000 times. What they do is, what do they do? What do they do with the kos shel bracha? They save it for Havdalah. Right, they save it for Havdalah. That's normally what they do. So they just use that kos for Havdalah. Yeah, but what do you do when it's Shabbos Shevet brachas? So this happens every time someone gets married. There's a Shabbos Shevet brachos, because Shevet brachos always lasts a week, and there's always a Shabbos Shevet brachos. So what do you do at shalashudis of the Shabbos Shevet brachos? Because now it's not only a kosher bracha of birchas hamazon, it's also the kosher bracha of the Shevet brachos. Does that change the equation? Do the chasan and kala have some sort of requirement to drink? And if they do, is that requirement to drink going to be more important than the isser to drink before Havdalah? So these are the issues that, we're not going to get to all of them, but these are the issues that we'll at least begin to discuss this evening. And if you enjoy it, then we'll continue tomorrow evening. If you don't enjoy it, we'll do something else tomorrow evening. But let's get into this topic. So the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kufei Amud Aleph tells us, in the name of Rav, that Shabbos is Koveya L'Kiddush. That means you began eating on Friday afternoon, and then all of a sudden it becomes Shabbos. The Hemshech of that Seuda is no longer considered a Friday afternoon Seuda. It's now a Seuda Shabbos, and therefore you're not allowed to continue the meal until you do something about it, until you are Poris Mapa Umekadesh. You have to put a cloth over the table, say Kiddush, and then that meal is now designated as a Shabbos meal. So we see that as soon as the day changes, it's automatically considered to be a Seuda Shabbos. You don't need to be Oker the Shulchan in order to be Koveya the Seuda Shabbos. Pores Mapa Umekadesh. Then the Gemara discusses, and what about Havdalah? Let's say you're having a Shalashudis, and it's going late into the night. Do we assume that as soon as it becomes nighttime, so now it's not a Shabbos meal anymore, now it's Mav Malka, and therefore you're going to run into problems. You're not going to be allowed to continue to eat until you say Havdalah. So the Gemara says, Savar mina, ki heich dekavala kiddish, kach kavala Havdalah. That there was such a Havamina, that just like it's Koveya for Kiddush, just like the change of the calendar day is Koveya for Kiddush, so too it's Koveya for Havdalah. Amluhu Rav Amram, hachi Amarav. Lekiddush kavas v'lo l'avdala kavas. No, Rav says. Only for Kiddush, it does not change it for Avdallah, and that's why all the chasivish shalashudis that goes late into the night or whatever, that's perfectly fine. That's there's nothing wrong with that. V'hani mili linyan mifsik t'lom faskinan. But that only means that you don't have to stop your shalashudis in the middle just because it got dark outside. Avol eschulei lo mischalinan. But you're not allowed to begin a shalashudis after it's already night. So you're running a little late on Shabbos afternoon, you haven't eaten shalashudis yet, and by the time you get back from Mincha or wherever you are, it's already past Shkia. So can you start your shalashudis now? Well, it could be, depending how far past Shkia it is. Then no, it's too late that you missed it. Ah, but I didn't have Marv yet, I didn't say Avdoli, I didn't do anything yet. Yeah, but once the day changes, once night comes, then it's too late to begin a meal. You're not allowed to begin a meal. You're only allowed to continue a meal that had already begun, let's use the term Shkia, before Shkia. So the Gemara says, U'mifsik nami lo amrin ela ba'achila, avol b'shtia lo. And even the idea of having to stop, that's only when it comes to eating, but not when it comes to drinking. So the Gemara tells us, if you began your Suda Shabbos Mibod Yom, you're allowed to continue the Suda after it gets dark, and only once the Suda is over do you need to say Havdalah. That happens to be against the Shita of Shmuel on Daf Kuf Amud Beis of Maseches Pesachim, who holds that just like you have to stop a Suda in order to say Kiddush, you also have to stop a Shal Shudas in order to say Havdalah, but Hilchsa Kerav B'Isurei, we pass on like Rav, we don't pass on like Shmuel, this is not a Dine Mamanis issue, and therefore you're allowed to continue your shalashudas. But that's only if you already began the shalashudas before it got dark. To start the shalashudas after it gets dark is usher. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger in his Chidushim on Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph in Aruch Chaim that this din is different than the general din of eating before kiyume mitzvot, before you have a mitzvah to be mekayim. He says, didafka b'kriyashma v'lulav ta'achila enu asr ba'atzmuso. You know, there is an issur that you're not allowed to eat before kriyashma. You're not allowed to eat before taking lulav. You're not allowed to eat before tkiyas shofar, for example, although the minhag of every yeshiva in the world is not that way. But it's one of the great kashas in Judaism. Why is it that every yeshiva has a minhag that they have a kiddush before tkiyas shofar when it's against the halacha, right? You're not allowed to eat before you do mitzvos, but that's not, that issur to eat before you do mitzvos. Do your yeshivas have that? Is it not every yeshiva in the world? Does Shalvin not have a break before? Does a nativ? What is a Vassar? Vassar has a break. YFR? You have a daven in YFR yet? What do you daven Yom Noran? In Brooklyn, for sure they do, right? No? Before Chatzos, you can't fast. Yeah, so it's between a rock and a hard place because you're also not supposed to eat before mitzvah. So anyway, so Rabbi Kiva Eger writes that it's dafka by Kriya Shema, by Lulav, that the achil is not asur ba'atzmuso, he says. When it comes to something like eating before a mitzvah, it's not the achila that's asur. The reason I let you eat before a mitzvah is because we're afraid you might forget to do the mitzvah because you can get caught up in your eating. And therefore, uti'ima bi'alma mutter. To just have a little taste of something, a little something, that's going to be mutter. It's only a real achilas keva that's going to be usr. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger writes. But he says, when it comes to eating before Kiddush, eating before Havdalah, even ti'ima is going to be usr, right? Which means that's why on Shabbos morning, right, when you wake up on Shabbos morning, you can have a little ti'ima of something because the chiv of Kiddush hasn't set in yet because you haven't davened Shacharis. So you want to have a coffee before davening on Shabbos morning. You're allowed to have a coffee before davening on Shabbos morning. You shouldn't eat breakfast, but you're allowed to have a coffee. Why can't you eat breakfast? Because that's already suda. So something that has more of a sense of kavius, you're not supposed to do before davening because we're afraid you're going to forget. Now, it happens to be before davening Shacharis, there's also another inyan that I talk about in my first sefer. There's another inyan of Vosi Yishach Achre Gavecha Altuchu Gavecha El Ge'echa, that it's a statement of gaiva, it's arrogance to indulge oneself before one has acknowledged HaKadosh Baruch Hu through tefillah. But generally speaking, when it comes to mitzvot, the isser is only not to have a more kviyas tika achila. The problem with Rosh Hashanah, with having that kiddush, is you say, okay, so I'll just have a ti'ima ba'alma. But wait, there's a requirement by kiddush called kiddush b'makom seuda. So, you know, it's either if it's a ti'ima ba'alma, then you fall short on the kiddush. If it's enough for kiddush b'makom seuda, then you're violating this halacha. And if you do nothing, then the davening will go so late. You may end up, except for this year, the shuls are all working out how to make a 3-hour Rosh Hashanah davening. So we'll all be okay. But the real eitzah is you just have a coffee before davening or Rosh Hashanah, and then you don't have a problem. You're not fasting, so you won't have that issue of fasting before, fasting up until Chatzos and Rosh Hashanah. But anyway, so Rabbi Akiva Eger says, as opposed to by Kiddush, even a ti'ima is aser. Why? Because the achila ba'atzmuso is aser. And it makes sense to assume that if he says that about Kiddush, that the same would be true about Havdalah. That it's not only a chashash shema, that you might get caught up in the meal and then you'll forget, but no, the achila itself is an iser ba'etzem. That they made an iser to eat before Havdalah, an iser to eat before Kiddush. And there are two nafkaminas ladina based on the nature of this iser being a little different than eating before anything else. Number one, the chashash shem yishkach, you'd be allowed to taste something, just not an achilas keva, like we just said. Whereas when there's an iser achila be'etzem, even a ti'ima is aser. Furthermore, the chashash shem yishkach applies even if you already did avdallah betfila, or you already said baruch hamavdu ben kodesh l'chol. Whereas the iser be'etzem is not going to be shayich if you already were yotze the mitzvah of avdallah. Meaning, yes, I did avdallah betfila, but I still have a chiyuv of Avdallah ala kos. So I shouldn't have a Suda's keva. I still have a chashash that if I start eating a Suda, I'm going to forget to do Avdallah ala kos. But don't tell me that there's an Isser be'etzem of eating if I was already Mekayim, the mitzvah of Avdallah. I just didn't do Avdallah ala kos, but I already said Atuch Natanu. I already said Baruch HaMavdim L'Kodesh L'Chol. So it can't be that there's going to be an Isser of even Ti'ima in such a case, of an Isser be'etzem that would apply it in such a case. In Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the first Lubavitch Rebbe explains, based on the Magen Avraham, that even though by other mitzvahs they aser eating before a kiyuma mitzvah, being kovei asu'udah and a ti'im as mutter, so he says explicitly, kiddush, havdalah, were more machmir, that the ikar mitzvah is betchilas hazman, meaning he explains why it would be so. You know, why would it be that when Chazal would make up the iser to eat before kiddush havdalah, they say, you know what, we have an iser to eat already before every mitzvah, right? Every mitzvah that comes at a certain zman, we already made an iser to eat. But let's make it stronger when it comes to Kiddush and Avdallah. Why would you make it stronger when it comes to Kiddush and Avdallah? Why would you make the Issa more intense when it comes to these mitzvahs? So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav explains that by Kiddush and Avdallah, the Iker mitzvah is really B'tchilas Hazman. B'knisas HaShabbos Ubi Yitziyasa. Kiddush and Avdallah are meant to bookend Shabbos. What are they kiyum of? Kiddush and Avdallah, what pasuk in the Torah? Zachar Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh, right? And the Rambam understands Zachreyu B'chnisaso Uvi Yitziyaso. The Rambam understands that Avdol is also a kiyum of Zachar Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh. So they're meant to bookend Shabbos. So right when Shabbos begins, right when Shabbos ends. Yes, it's true if you forget to say Kiddush early in the evening, you could say it much, much later, hours after Shabbos started, but that's not ideal. Ideally, you should do it right when Shabbos begins, and you say Avdallah when you're finished adding on to Shabbos, when you've completed your Tosefes Shabbos. So that's how he explains the reason for the Chomer HaIsser in this case. Okay, so the Gemara said that you're not allowed to eat food, you're not allowed to begin a meal at that time. Says the Gemara, Ushtia nami lo amran ela b'chamer v'shichra. And even when it comes to drinking, only wine and beer is problematic. Aval maya leslan ba. But water is not going to be problematic. What's the question you're going to have to ask when you see that Gemara? You're not allowed to have beer and wine once this man for Abdullah came and didn't say Abdullah. But you're allowed to have water. So. What? Well, okay, meaning the Gemara is expanding. It's saying it's not only Achila, but the kafra. I mean, you're trying to explain the reason that shikra and yayin. Yeah, but I'm saying just fundamentally, when you want to take a drink, what are you normally going to drink?
Water.
Maybe, or soda, anything else, juice, I don't know, anything, Snapple, tea, coffee, Right? Meaning all of the other drinks aren't mentioned in the Gemara. If the Gemara would have said, Pamed, Varmamur Bishikra Bechamra, right? Chamra means wine. It also means donkey, but you got to be able to tell from context that it means wine. So when are we talking? I want to give a shir. I tell you this, my son. I gave a shir. I was in Shari Tzvila. The assistant rabbi, asked me to give a Gemara shir. I wasn't holding it all in the sugya. It was whatever he was up to. So I took the Gemara and I started saying the Gemara shir. I read through the whole Gemara and I kept on translating chamra as donkey and it meant wine in the sugya. So someone came over to me afterwards and was like, it's a really great shir, but I think the word chamra might have. I was like, oh my God. So sometimes, you know, you suffer busha and you manage to move on with life. But thank God that wasn't recorded. So anyway, the Gemara is, if the Gemara would have said "Bamedvar mamur b'shichur v'chamra aval b'shar mashkin," that's not a problem. Then I would get it. I would know that soda and Snapple and coffee and all the other mashkin is not a problem. Or if the Gemara would have said that no, mayim is mutim. It's only more chashuva drinks than mayim that are going to be a problem. Okay, then I would get it too. But what the Gemara did over here is it set up two extremes. It said, "Bechamra v'shechra v'al maya leslanba." And then the Gemara says, "Upliga de Rav Huna." Rav Huna chazi legavra deshasa maya kodem Avdala. All of this is against Rav Huna because Rav Huna once saw a person drinking water before Avdala. Amalei lo mistifi mar me askira. Aren't you afraid of the terrible throat disease that you could get? Don't you know that Rabbi Akiva taught that if you taste anything before Abdullah, you'll die of this horrible throat disease? So Rabban de Ravashi look up the Amaya. Then the Gemara says, by the way, in Ravashi's yeshiva, they drank water. They weren't so makbir, they weren't dropping dead of askra. So this was a dispute whether drinking water is okay or not. So there's a machlokas amarayim. Are you allowed to drink water before Avdallah? And some say that if you drink water before Avdallah, it's going to be a terrible thing. Misasa ba askra. Someone's going to die of askra. The Tosfos writes that why is it tafka askara that a person is going to die of some sort of throat disease? So Tosfos writes it's mida kenegan mida, because a person is maspia eskrono beisir yechane krono mimachlas haaskara chonekes hasagaron, that a person is indulging his throat by drinking when he shouldn't be drinking, so his throat is going to be ultimately where he pays the price. That's what the Gemara tells us in Maseches Ksuvos, that someone who, that even though the misos based in are kvar batlu, but din arba misos still batlu, but the idea that our the Gemara says makos, that the idea that our Kodesh Baruch Hu will see to it that a person who deserves those misos is still going to happen. So someone who's chayiv misos chenek bizman hazeh, that we don't have dinei nefashos, will be mase ba'askara, right? Askara is like a choking disease. So that's what Tosfos says. It's mida kenegan mida. Parenthetically, the Marsha asks, then the Gemara should have said that anyone who eats any macholos asura should die of askara. Right, meaning why is it right? Anytime you eat anything that you're not allowed to eat, it should die. Dafka drinking before Avdallah of all the Yisurim that you could violate. So the Marsha says no, it's for a different reason that the person dies of askara. The Gemara at the end of Tainus says that on Yom Revi'i they would fast Shlotishlo to askara betinokos, that askara wouldn't attack the tinokos. And Rashi writes it's because Yom Revi'i were nitlu hamaoros, the luminaries in the sky were created on Yom Revi'i, and the pasuk said Yima Oros Parakia Hashemayim, but Ma'oros is spelled Chaser, Mem Aleph Reish Tav. To be merame is lashon me'era uklala. It's a lashon of a klala chas v'shalom. So it sounds that askara is talui in the brias hamaoros, which is hinted to in the klala of askara in the word maoros with the spelled chaser. So says the Marsha, Motzai Shabbos is when Eish was created. That's Pesachim Dafnun and Dalid, and therefore you should fast until you say Avdallah and you mevarich on the Eish. And if you don't fast, then askara is going to get the best of you. Meaning that which provide human beings with light at night, namely Eish, is what we're really associating the Askara with. It's not Havdalah per se, it's the Bari Morei Eish part of Havdalah that we're associating the Askara with. Now, if that's true, this has nothing to do really with the mitzvah of Havdalah, and therefore would have nothing to do with Havdalah B'tfila, it would have nothing to do with Havdalah B'dibur, just say Baruch HaMavdil. It's Dafka when you're also going to have Eish. at Havdalah, but this Marsha is not a halachic comment. The Marsha is just trying to explain the Midah Keneged Midah because they don't like Tosfos. Okay, that was an aside. Back to us. So the halach is Shulchan Aruch Pasnas and Reish Sadites Sif Aleph. We said it's a machlokas whether you're allowed to drink water. It says Shulchan Aruch Mutar. You're allowed to drink water before Havdalah. However, the Kaf HaChaim writes that in Tshuvas HaGaonim it says that drinking water is aser, and the Kaf HaChaim sounds like he thinks we should be machmir for that. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the minag was not to drink water, but he says the minag, not Mekra Din. Mekra Din, passing the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to drink water, but the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Vafilu hivdibut fila aser kodim sheyavdel al-kost levad mi mayim shein b'chashivas klal mutu medina. Water has no chashivas at all, so that's going to be mutter. I v'zesha nachnu nisarim gam mimayim b'meslam midinahu. I, we don't drink water. That's not min hadin. El mitam shenisbar b'sim reisad yalef al pi hamedrash shazman chazar san neshamas legehenim. It's a different reason that we don't drink water because the neshamas return to Gehenim. The neshamas get a reprieve from Gehenim over Shabbos, so the neshamas return to Gehenim at the end of Shabbos, and that's why we don't drink water at that time. Whatever, that's a deeper idea. But kol machlu mashka is aser midina de gemara, except for water. Water is not aser medina de gemara. So, but again, what haven't we discussed? What haven't we seen? So again, what we've seen so far, eating definitely bad, right? Not only bad, worse than eating before any other mitzvah. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eger taught us. That's what Shulchan Aruch Rav taught us. Drinking, also bad if it's chamra v'shichra. But if it's mayim, machlokes. And how we paskin in that machlokes? La halacha, we paskin mutter. Hibijibi, you know, like, not hibijibi, I shouldn't say that, but the more mystical side of things, we're a little more concerned about water as well. Right? So that's the, but what we have is, what about la halacha when it comes to other drinks that are not water, nor are they wine or beer? So this is a machlokes aposkin. The tshuva salmas chayim. No? You don't have it? Salmas Chaim. Anyone know? Rav Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld. I thought someone might get it. Exactly. That's why I thought someone might get it. Okay, so quoted this morning. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld. Who was Rav Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld?
Chief Rabbi
Yerushalayim. Yeah, Chief Rabbi Yerushalayim in the same time as Rav Kook, right? They two Gedolei Olam. Gedolei Olam. So in the Salmas Chaim, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld, who has Agav, he has a great grandson who lives in Lawrence, whose name is Yosef Chaim also, happens to be. He's a very prominent attorney. But so in the Tshuvas Salmas Chaim, he writes, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld writes, he was asked about tea or like a soda type of beverages before Avdallah. And he says that Ein Limchos B'Yad HaMekilim, that people are on to be mekel, you can't make a big deal about it because the lashon of Gemara is lo shanu el b'dechamra v'shichra avol mayel leslan ba. So from the fact that the Gemara mentions chamra v'shichra, sounds like dafka a chashva mashka is going to be aser, especially based on what Rabbeinu Yehonasan writes in the Gemara the Mukha Yosef, that the issue to drink before Avdallah is dafka a mashka sharo'i lahavdi lalav. It's dafka a mashka that you could make Avdallah on, and that's why I pointed out chamra v'shichra, right? You just said it before. So that's why so it's dafka and mashka that is a royal havdil love, that would be the issur. But sorry, it's not royal havdil love, would not be included in the issur. Which, by the way, maybe another topic that we want to do this summer. What can you say kiddush and avdallah on? Right? What qualifies as chamar medina? Also a good topic, but not for right now. So Shulchan Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and the Chut Shani. No. The Chut Shani, no, Rav Nissim Karelitz. I'm wiping the floor with you this morning. Rav Turetsky said, you know, try him. You're never going to beat him. I took it. What? Right. Okay. So Rav Nissim Karelitz, in the Chut Shani, they both write that tea without sugar you're allowed to drink, but tea with sugar is no longer considered mayim, and you're not allowed to drink it before Avdallah. Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, in his, I gave it away who the author is. In the Or Litzion, the Tshuvas Or Litzion, writes that it's only for a chol or a zaken they could drink tea or coffee without sugar before Abdullah. He thinks you should be machmir about these things. As far as soda, probably you should be machmir also. But a drink of water, meikar din is mutter. Okay, so that's detail number one. As far as what you're not allowed to have before Abdullah, so what we've concluded is you're not allowed to have anything before Abdullah except for possibly water, unless you're going to be machmel pi kabbalah for the water as well. Okay, until when? When are you not allowed to even tell? So maybe if we ever have a shir in shalashudas, which is also good. Did we have a shir in shalashudas yet? Also good topics. Maybe if we have a shir in shalashudas at some point, we'll discuss what the latest time to eat shalashudas is. But maybe we'll just summarize the issue right now. The Mishnah Berurah writes that it's usher to eat after shkia, unless you have not yet been mekayim the mitzvah of Suda Shlishas. Meaning, let's say a person was already mekayim Suda Shlishas, but he just wants to eat more. Now, then once Shkia comes, you're done. You can't eat anymore. But if you haven't been yotzei the mitzvah yet, so you have this great pressure that you want to do the mitzvah of having three meals on Shabbos, then you're allowed to eat up until a half hour before Tzeis HaKochavim. Meaning, even after Shkia, up until a half hour before Tzeis HaKochavim. What does that mean? When is Tzeis HaKochavim in relation to Shkia? How long after Shkia is Tzeis HaKochavim? Oh, who said it? What did you say? It depends, right? It depends on what? Where you are in the world and when you are in the world, right? Meaning, you're in Eretz Yisrael. You know what we call a half hour before Tzeis HaKochavim in Yerushalayim at certain times of the year? We call it 10 minutes before Shkia, right? So you can't say that it's that you have up until a half hour because the sun sets so quickly. So it's obvious Mishnah Berurah is talking in very northern areas where there could be this very long time between Shkia and Tzeis HaKochavim. So a half hour before Tzeis HaKochavim might be 20 minutes after Shkia. So then he's giving you a lot of leeway to start Shalashudas at that point. There are those who disagree and allow beginning to eat up until Tzeis HaKochavim, because the Shulchan Aruch Lashon in Reish Lada Sif Aleph is that you're not allowed to eat anything Misha Techshach Ad Sheyavdil. He doesn't say Misha Shaka Achama, he says Misha Techshach, and that implies that it's Tzeis HaKochavim. The Taz writes that it sounds like Safek Chashecha, there's no Isser. Safek Chashecha, it's not Shayich Havdalah yet, so there wouldn't be an Isser to eat Havdalah until you can actually say Havdalah. So even though there's a machlokas rishonim and poskim, but nevertheless, since the Rama writes that the minig pashut is like the first daya, so you're allowed to start with safik hashecha, and he says that that it's best to avoid even starting at safik hashecha. Then Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Bach that there's an isur gadol b'davar, and it's just that we can't stop people from doing what they do. The Taz says you can be samech on the rush and the tour, whatever. But the bottom line is we try our best. We try our best to start shalashudas before shkia. Rav Meisha has a famous tshuva. Anyone know what Rav Meisha says? That if you're running late, you can start shalashudas until, in New York, he says 9 minutes after shkia. Rav Meisha writes in the tshuva that in New York he assesses that 9 minutes after shkia is a svek sveka, that it might be yom, because it's a suffix whether we pass him like the grud. Didn't we discuss this once at some point? Just me and you? So it's a suffix whether we pass him like the grud or we pass him like the Rabbeinu Tam. And even if we pass him like the grud, the first 9 minutes would be ben hashmashos for sure. So it would be a suffix yom, suffix laila. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's vadai yom. And even according to the Gra, it's Safek Yom, Safek Laila. So the first 9 minutes, Rav Meisha was confident, you can start Shalashudas. There's Nogea, other areas of Halacha as well. I mean, if you're willing to consider it like Ki'ilu, it's Vadayom, for 9 minutes after Shkia, so it relates to other halachas also. I'm not going to get into Chasnida right now, but it relates to something in Chasnida also. So it relates to other areas of halacha as well. Not everyone was super excited by Rav Moshe's psak on this issue. I know Mori Rabbi Rav Willig always tells us shkia. That's it, shkia. Not to rely on Rav Moshe's 9 minutes. Even among Rav Moshe's talmidim, they have different mesoras of how much Rav Moshe meant it. Is it only b'shas hadchak that he was willing to be somech on that, or is it something that even like kaseder would paskin for people on a regular basis? Meaning, there's a there's a lot of Torah Shabbat that Rav Moshe left us. He wrote many, many tshuvas. There's also a lot of Torah Shabbat Peh. You know, some of the things that he wrote in the tshuvas, the Talmidim will say, yeah, but, you know, when he was passing for people, he would say, you know, with a little bit of a knetch, a little bit differently, a little bit, you know, with a different flavor, a different twist, you know, what he was willing to write and what he was willing to say were two different things sometimes. Okay, I'm not going to get into that right now. So until when can you not eat? Well, we're going to assume Shkia. What if you ate? So if you do tshuva, I don't know. What does it mean? What if you ate? So what could I possibly mean by that?
Or continuing to eat it?
What?
Continuing to eat?
Can you continue to eat? Okay. What else? I mean, if there's a halacha, special halacha, that you're not allowed to eat before Avdallah, maybe by eating before Avdallah, I've ruined Avdallah. And maybe I shouldn't be allowed to say Avdallah anymore. If I eat, maybe the Isser to eat before Avdallah means that the nature of the mitzvah of Avdallah is that it has to be the first thing you do after Shabbos. And if after Shabbos the first thing you do is eat, well, now you can't do Avdallah anymore. So where would such an idea come from? That sounds a little strange. There's a machlokas amurayim in the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Vav and Beis. If a person is ta'am kodem shevdil alakos, he eats something before Avdallah. So he's allowed to say Avdallah. Rabba says ta'am mavdil, that he could still say Avdallah. Rav Yosef says no, ta'am eino mavdil, that if you tasted something, too late, you can't say Avdallah. The Gemara paskins like Rabba, just because you ate, you don't lose the zuchus of saying Avdallah. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chavtes Amud Aleph says that a person who made a mistake and didn't mention Avdallah in Shmona Esrei, in Chonin Adas, ein machzir nosa, right? The halacha is, if you forget Havdalah in Shmona Esrei and Motzai Shabbos, probably happens more frequently than we would like to admit it, right? If you forget Havdalah in Shmona Esrei and Motzai Shabbos, you don't have to repeat Shmona Esrei, because why? Why don't you have to repeat Shmona Esrei if you forget Havdalah in Shmona Esrei? Because you could be Samech and Havdalah al-Kos. So it's Pashut u'Barur that if a person makes a mistake and he eats after he says Havdalah b'tfila, before he's Mavdil al-Kos, he could still be Mavdil al-Kos, he doesn't have to wait till the next day. And it's also Pashut that if someone forgot Havdalah b'tfila, that he doesn't have to go and repeat Shmon Esrei, because he could still be Mavdil al-Kos. What is not clear in the Gemara is, what about a person who did both? He forgot Havdalah b'tfila, and he ate before Avdallah al-Kos. He messed up on both ends. He didn't do Avdallah b'tfila, and on top of that, he ate before Avdallah al-Kos. So, according to the way many Rishonim read a sugya in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel, not Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel, Brachos, Daf Lamed Gimel, it turns out that the Gemara talks about this issue. Because the Gemara over there says that Rav Chista asked Rav Sheshes the following very cryptic, difficult line. Ta'a bazu ubazu mahu. If a person makes a mistake about this and that, then what's the halacha? This and that, this and that can mean anything. Ta'a bazu ubazu mahu. So some of the Rishonim explained that what he was asking him is, what does a person do if he forgot to do Avdallah b'tfila, and then he ate before Avdallah al-Kos? And Rav Sheshes' answer is, Chozer l'Rosh. Chozer l'Rosh? What does that mean? Shmona Esrei. Repeat Shmona Esrei again. What? A guy forgot Atochan Antanu and he ate before Avdallah al-Kos? Now, because he ate before, if he just forgot Atochan Antanu, we would never say go back and repeat Shmona Esrei. You still have Avdallah al-Kos to do. If you eat before Avdallah al-Kos, we still say you have Avdallah al-Kos to do. But if you do both, you forget Atochan Antanu and you eat before Avdallah, now all of a sudden you got to go back to repeat Shmona Esrei? Does that make any sense? Meaning, if one is true and one is true, 1 + 1 should equal 2, right? Forgetting Atochan Antanu does not make you go back. Eating before Avdallah al-Kos does not ruin Avdallah al-Kos. How can the combination of forgetting Atochan Antanu and eating before Avdallah make it that you're now going to have to go back and repeat Shmona Esrei? But that's the way the Rishonim understand the Gemara, that he has to go back. Chozer l'Rosh, he has to go back and daven and say Avdallah b'tfila again and then be Mavdallah al-Kos. Comes along Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. Where do you find Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah Maseches Brachos? In the back, on the pages of the Rif, right? Where Nemuka Yosef appears in Sefer Nezikin and where the Ran appears in most places. The Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah come along and they say that even though you can be Mavdil Alakos even after you eat, nevertheless, since you made a double mistake, Betfila, and Alakos, a special Knas, that you have to go back and you have to be chozer the tefillah. This is quoted the halacha in the Rush. Beis Yosef points out the Rambam doesn't mention this din of tal b'zu b'zu, and Beis Yosef, his extraordinary analysis of the Rambam, why does Rambam not mention tal b'zu b'zu? Three words: v'lo yadati lama. That's it. That's all he's got. He's got nothing on this Rambam. How come the Rambam left out this sugya? Lo yadati lama. In Shulchan Aruch, in Reis Adidalil, the Beit Yosef, the Mechaber, Paskins, like the Rishonim, that if you're ta'a v'lo hivdu b'tfila, and you also eat before you're ta'a, before you're mavdil alakos, you have to go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei. This is one of those halachos that applies to every from Jews before Shulchan Aruch, and most from Jews don't know it, right? You ever hear such a din? You're going to have to go back and say Shemoneh Esrei again. Why? Because you took a drink of coffee before Havdalah, and you forgot Atochon and Tanu. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that it's based on the Kenas. The author gave the Kaimon from Rishai Tesef, hey, Dim Tov, Ochol Kod Mavdol Yochol Avdol Achar Kach, Mikol Mokom Kandita Gam B'tfila, Kan Sinon Lei. So it's based on the Kenas. Not Meikar Adin that this is true. It's a Kenas. Comes along Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul and he says he has a chab. What if a person ate before Havdalah because of an onus or because he was a chola and he forgot Havdalah b'tfila? So what would you tie now? Okay, so he was allowed to eat, but now what? Oh, you're not going to knas him. He says, if the whole didn't based on the knas, you're not going to knas the guy who's a chola or who's known as. Had no choice, says Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul. No, there's no svara to make a knas on such a person. Says the Bir Halacha that you see that you're not chozer mispal mikra din, it's only a knas. What happens if a person forgets Havdalah b'tfila, okay, stick with me, forgets Havdalah b'tfila, eats before Havdalah, never heard of this halacha. So what does he do? He makes Havdalah. What would you tie to now? Would you still have to go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei? Says the Bir Halacha. You don't have to go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Why? Why are you going back to repeat Shemoneh Esrei? To fulfill what mitzvah? Havdalah. What did you just do? Havdalah. You just did Havdalah al Kos. If a person didn't go back to repeat Shemoneh Esrei and say he just did Havdalah al Kos, why would he have to go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei? That's how the Bir Halacha says. L'chora, this whole thing is a difficult halacha. What, anything bother you about this halacha? You forget Havdalah b'tfilin on repeat Shemoneh Esrei. But we're going to make a kass. We don't like the fact that you also ate before Havdalah, so you disrespected Havdalah al Kos. So now, because you disrespect Havdalah al Kos, go repeat Shemoneh Esrei.
Besides, for like the whole way it works, why is tefillah the
kass? Okay, meaning you say thank you, another opportunity to daven. Okay.
No,
halavai shis pal kol yom kula.
According to this Bir Halacha, Havdalah accomplishes the same level of completion of Shabbos as Shemoneh Esrei does. Why? Even though we have the availability to make a
knas,
just
let him
make
a knas. Right. And why is it problematic to Dafka make this knas?
Because when you're oblivious to what the law is, then you have to still allow
him
to get around.
I'm not even sure. I'm not sure I'm understanding what you're saying. Maybe I'm missing something.
Is that since you didn't know the law, you still made Abdullah, but since you didn't.
No, sorry, you didn't make Abdullah. The knas is if you didn't make Abdullah. Right, so now go to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. And I said, what bothers about the Knas?
All those brachas.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to say 19 brachas of Atala, essentially, because Chazal is not happy with you. It wasn't nice what you did, that you disrespected Abdullah al-Akos. So now you're going to repeat 19 other brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. Now, that itself is not really the end of the world. That you're going to repeat... that you're going to repeat all the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, because Rav Shechter points out in Eretz HaTzvi, Simin Hei Os Aleph, in the name of Rav Salvechik, that what happens when you forget Yalav Yavo and Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Chodesh Shachris or on Yantif, any tefillah? What happens if you forget Yalav Yavo? Why? What have you not been Yotzei?
Because
So the way people often think of it is that you haven't been Yotzei Tefillah, and therefore you need to go back and say the whole Shemone Esrei again. Soloveitchik had kama v'kama rayas that if you miss Yalav Yavon Shemone Esrei, you were absolutely Yotzei Tefillah. You were not Yotzei the din of Haskaras Me'ena Ma'ora. That there's a din that you're supposed to mention the day in Tefillah. And that's what you weren't Yotzei. The idea that you repeat Shemone Esrei is a heter. That we're going to allow you to say all those 19 brachos just so that you can get Haskaras Me'ena Ma'ora. Just so that you could fulfill this mitzvah. And all of those 19 brachos are being recited just to fill in that which you're missing. Once you have that idea floating out there, it's not so crazy to say that Chazal are unhappy with how you've been treating Avdalah. They therefore want you to do it the way they said you should do it. So do it in Tefillah, and they're going to be matir all the other 19 brachos for the sake of the Avdalah B'Tefillah. Now, to be sure, it's not the same, because in that case, you're actually being misakin it. Meaning, by the case of Haskaras Me'ena Ma'ora, when you go back and you say Shemone Esrei again, and this time you say Yalav Yavo, now you did Haskaras Me'ena Ma'ora. Over here, you did the Aveira of eating before Avdalah. Going back and repeating Shemone Esrei doesn't fix that. Right? It doesn't make it that you didn't eat before Avdalah. It's just a Knas. So it's not exactly the same, certainly, but at least we have some model to understand that sometimes Chazal utilized this and they would require a repeat of many brachos, even though technically those brachos would not have been required.
Just to bring back to another idea we spoke about, according to this reasoning, for Shabbos and Yom Kippur davening, is it a Shabbos and Yom Kippur davening, or is it a Shabbos davening and Yom Kippur?
So this relates, right. So when it comes to tefillah and Haskaras Me'ena Ma'ora, is it a tefillah Shal Rosh Chodesh, or is it a tefillah? Right, how much can you separate it out? That's the Chiddush of Soloveitchik, yeah.
If we're
doing that
in the Ikra, then it doesn't even need to go back anyway, it's only a Knas. Then, according to the Baron Alatas case, why does his making it make a difference? It just means he's over on three Knas. He made two mistakes and he's an
OR. Right. Why would you no longer be Kodesh? Because I guess the nature of the Knas is now do Havdalah. You're going to start again, you can do Havdalah right. But if the guy already was Mekayim Havdalah, you can't make him start again to Havdalah. Right? I guess that would be the Svar. The Aruch HaShulchan brings that the Rambam leaves this din out. And the Aruch HaShulchan does not like the idea that this is a Knas. He said if it was a Knas, then we should have made the Knas only by a Mezid, not by a Shogeg. And we don't find that they ever made a Chilek by this. We said by an Ones, Rabbi Tzion Abishol said they don't make a Knas. But by a Shogeg, apparently they did make a Knas. Why would you be Kones a Shogeg? And furthermore, where do we find a Knas? Like Isaac was saying, where, a Knas of davening? You know what kind of message that is? Right? Meaning, like, imagine, like, a Rabbi, I'm going to punish you, now you have to learn. So, what message does a kid get, right? That learning is a punishment. You don't want that to be the punishment. Do something else, some menial task, that he doesn't want to do. But davening is the punishment? Davening is the knas? Where do we ever find the Chazal make davening a knas? And especially considering how many brachos of Atalah that's going to be. It's not brachos of Atalah, Chazal are misakin it. But why would they be misakin it? Why would they be misakin brachos for no reason? From the Aruch HaShulchan, you see that it's not a bracha of Atala because Chazal were masakin it, but he's bothered. He's bothered how Chazal could be kovea, a kenas, by saying all these brachas for no reason. Beprat, that we don't find such a kenas like this in any other area of halacha. And I'll call upon him, it sounds certainly that he yells that it's not the same as forgetting Yalav Yavo, right? Meaning he's clearly willing to make that distinction, that it's not the same as forgetting Yalav Yavo. Okay, we didn't get all that far, but you let me know if you want to continue this topic tomorrow night or you want to pick a different topic tomorrow night. But Bez Hashem, we will do something. We'll learn something tomorrow night. Okay?